Welcome to your five for the day. We probably would all agree that snow is beautiful. Cold, but beautiful. We look out and call it a winter wonderland. Have you ever looked at a snowflake really closely? They're really amazing, aren't they? Scientists tell us that no two snowflakes are exactly alike. They have discovered that the shape of a snowflake is determined by the journey it takes through the sky, the temperature, and how wet or dry it is. Every snowflake starts forming around a speck of dust that is floating in the air. How beautiful is a speck of dust? It reminds me of how God can make anything beautiful, including me. In Psalm 51, David prays, "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." Ever wondered why David felt dirty? Have we ever felt dirty on the inside? Just like every snowflake has that piece of dirt on the inside, the Bible tells us that each and every one of us has dirt on the inside too. It's called sin. Sin, in simple terms, is disobeying God. It separates us from God. And we've all done it. We were even born into it. Not one of us has lived a perfect life like Jesus. But like a snowflake, God can take that dirt, our sin, cover it, cleanse it, and make something beautiful. "Come now and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." Is that automatic? No. We have to choose and be willing to take a bath or shower to get clean, don't we? It doesn't just happen like an automatic human car wash. But the Bible says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. This means we have to ask. We have to admit we are wrong. And we need God to make us right and clean. When we do, He promises to forgive us and purify or cleanse us. When the snow falls, it covers things. It covers the ground, the leaves on the trees, our roofs and our cars. Then everything looks white. Well, God doesn't cover us with snow, but He covers our sin with the blood of Jesus when we turn to Him. Jesus died for each one of us so that our sins can be cleansed and forgiven, so that we can know God and be in His presence. God can't be with sin. He is totally clean. He is holy and set apart. That's why there can be no sin allowed into heaven. That puts us and our sin in a pickle. But Jesus came and made a way for us, the only way, through Him. God wants to show us the journey He wants us to take through life, and He will guide us the whole way. We won't be like the snowflakes blowing around widely, not knowing where we are going or where we will land. We'll know exactly where we are headed. We'll be headed in the direction God wants us to go. So when we go to God in prayer and ask Him to forgive us and for Jesus to be the King of our lives and cover our sins with His blood, His sacrifice, His payment, God will. Then we'll be like the snow. When He looks at us, we'll be beautiful and clean and white in His sight because Jesus covers our sin. God will see Jesus in us. Now that's the ultimate of making something beautiful out of a speck of dust. Thank you for listening.